Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There we go. 941, 19 till 10. Joined by the Attorney General for the state of Louisiana, Liz Murrow. Good morning, Ms. Liz. How are you? Ms. Liz Murrow?
I'm great. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm
good
here,
morning. Thanks for taking the time. I don't know if you were listening earlier, but I had Clancy Dubose on earlier. I wanted to play this for you and get your response for it. Here we go. Tim, hit it.
Why is she focusing on the city council? Why does she not even mention LaToya Cantrell, who actually spent the money that created this deficit? And she's saying that the mayor warned the city council back in January. She did in very vague terms. And the council members put on their hot seat members of the mayor's fiscal staff in January to say exactly where is this fiscal crisis, and they couldn't identify it. And then subsequent to that, so Ms. Murrow is using selective facts. She's using something that the mayor said in January, and the mayor said there's a fiscal crisis coming, as her excuse to not to pay money under a settlement that her chief administrative officer signed on behalf of the city with the school board, who is absolutely owed money by the city that the Cantrell administration either mistakenly or deliberately didn't pay. And the school board either filed a suit or was threatening to file a suit, which the school board, in every legal opinion I've gotten, would have won, including people on the council said we had no defense for this, the city. And it wasn't the council that didn't pay the school board, it was the administration. And so this is an administration warning alleged back in January that was not backed up by facts. When the mayor's own fiscal people appeared in front of the city council, and they were grilled.
All right, that's it. I guess what he's saying, Ms. Liz, is that, well, you heard what he said. Respond.
Well, I don't know why Clancy Dubose is sort of focusing on me in all of this. I mean, at the end of the day, I haven't declared anybody free from responsibility for where New Orleans' budget is. The council is responsible for overseeing the spending, and the council is responsible for approving a budget. And if you look at the budget that was approved, there was $0 in that budget for overtime.
Well, $50,000, which was basically nothing. That was last year.
Basically,
but I guess
nothing.
Right. But let me move forward here. So here's what I guess the questions that I have, and I'm no Clancy Dubose and I'm no Liz Murrow, but I'm trying to figure out what goes on and what's the truth and what's not. The state is not guaranteeing this bond, these bonds, are they? That's between the city of New Orleans and whomever they sell them to?
Yeah, so technically, like, the bonds are your deal is with the bond holders, but at the end of the day, the state, the reason that they come to bond commission is because the bond commission has to protect the fiscal interests of the state as a whole and our bond rating, including that of New Orleans. And so there is a reason they have to get bond commission approval, and that's true for every municipality. And so then everybody starts looking at the finances and asking questions. And, you know, I'm not sure why Clancy thinks that I'm the bad guy here. I mean, I have actually tried to broker a deal, and I think that the bond commission generally is approving additional money for New Orleans without some guarantee that there's going to be some fiscal accountability for the way that they've handled their money.
So
and
I guess
been overspending their budget for 3 years in a row.
The question I would have to ask then is, you know, LaToya's gone. That's for the most part gone. That's going to end in January, I think, is when Helena Moreno gets sworn in. Why not give them a chance? And why, I guess, if the state is not on the hook for the money, why would you feel as though this state fiscal...
The state is on the hook. The state is on the hook because at the end of the day, if they don't put themselves in a better fiscal posture and stop overspending, then the state has to come in and rescue them. And we have seen that over and over and over again, that when they get into financial trouble, they come begging for a bailout because nobody can let New Orleans go belly up. And that's the fiscal reality of the situation. And so it isn't true that New Orleans is this island that can operate on its own and that they somehow fund the rest of the state of Louisiana. They don't. And we have seen an influx of cash that came in during COVID, and that money is not there anymore, but nobody has right-sized the spending for the city of New Orleans, budgeting virtually $0 for overtime.
No, but that was last year, but that's not...
$27 million right. Last year in overtime.
And Ann Kirkpatrick, the police chief, said that that was ridiculous, that that was foolish that they would even do that. So I guess what I'm saying is, right, you got a new mayor and the police chief is saying that's not practical and they're getting their budget in order. So I guess let me ask it this way.
People that y'all are asking us to trust now, or y'all or whoever's asking us, mm-hmm. Everybody that wants bond commission to say, just give them a chance. Like everybody, they're wanting us to just give a chance and say, trust us, we'll do the right thing.
Let me ask it this way.
I don't know why we can't have a real partnership.
Do you think that the city's going to go belly up on these bonds and not pay them back?
No, I think they're going to be back having a problem with their budget 2 months later. And if you look at what happens, you're going to get some money into the budget for ad valorem taxes at the beginning of the year, and then you're going to be back in a deficit posture by June.
And FEMA owes them $90 million, right?
I don't know when that money's coming or whether that's money's coming. Like they have no idea when they're going to get that money or if they're going to get that money. And they're still spending more money than they have coming in.
So what would it look like?
Shell game.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that because you used some pretty strong words. You talked about shell game and Ponzi scheme. Explain that. What are you talking about?
Yeah, when you don't have the revenue to pay out your costs, and you're just moving money around to try and basically cover your expenses that you've promised everybody. We call that, you know, in a financial scheme, we would call that a Ponzi scheme. You don't have the money to pay out what you're promising you're going to pay. And I mean, here it's just a shell game where they're moving money around to try and meet financial obligations instead of actually coming in and looking at what your financial obligations are and seeing what spending can you actually curb.
So what would the state,
I tried to get New Orleans out of the consent decree, which is costing New Orleans mm-hmm. a lot of money. And the council, a majority of the council actually submitted a document in the court saying, no, don't let her in and don't let us out.
So what would it, let me ask you this.
They're begging to keep spending money that they don't need to spend.
So before we run out of time, I just want to ask you, what would it look like? And look, again, I'm no Liz Merle, I'm no Clancy Dubose, I'm no Helena Moreno.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to understand all of this. What would it look like if... what was the name of that committee I had in front of me here?
The Fiscal Revision Committee,
whatever it is. If they were to take over, what would that look like to the people of New Orleans? What would it look like as far as city government goes? How does that relate to state law, city charter? Because you can't just do stuff. There's got to be legal provisions, right?
So there are legal provisions. There's a sole statute that governs this process, and it's under the supervision of a court, not me or not the governor. Mm-hmm. So It's, you know, that's
would
I
it
think
be like a consent decree for the
misunderstood?
Would it be like a consent decree for the finances of the city operating under the watchful eye of whom?
The fiscal administration committee, but in connection with a judge that oversees that. Like the judge appoints the fiscal administrator, not the committee. And then they just send reports to the committee and to the court, and the court has the ability to release them from supervision. But, you know, the plan would be to stabilize the budget, make sure that there are some structural changes that are being put in place so that they're not going to be immediately back into a deficit posture, and then get out. Like, nobody, we don't want the state or anybody, any of the rest of us, to be perceived as running the city of New Orleans. The elected officials in the city of New Orleans need to run the city of New Orleans.
So I guess given the tax base, because I was talking to somebody, I visited Austin recently, and I was comparing Austin to New Orleans, and somebody said, well, the answer is tax base. So when you look at what New Orleans has coming in, and when you look at what New Orleans has coming out, How do you fix that? How do you balance it without drastically cutting services? That's what I'm trying to understand, what the state's going to do that the city's not doing.
Well, I don't have a list of all the contracts that the city has entered into or the programs that it's funding with its operating revenue. But I can tell you that if you don't have the revenue to fund the services or the contracts and the vendors and everything else that you have and the programs that you have, then you are actually operating in a deficit system.
Right. So
I can't tell you what I think they should cut. That's not my job.
So if then why do you want to take it over? I guess if you don't know, I'm not trying to be disrespectful here.
They don't have.
No, but if that's the case,
that is my job. No. I mean, that is my job, to make sure that they are fiscally responsible. And that is the job of the fiscal administration committee, is that when a municipality is spending money that it doesn't have on a continuous basis, then they are financially unstable. And that's what brings us into the picture. If they are financially stable and spending money that they do have, then it doesn't implicate us.
But I guess what I'm asking is, if you don't know what the contracts are, or you don't know that they're spending money that they shouldn't be spending, or if they are spending money, if you're saying they're spending money that they shouldn't be spending because they don't have it, then the question becomes...
No, I know they are in a deficit posture. I can look at their budget and
okay,
see
that. So they're spending money that they don't have. Accurate?
Yes.
Okay, so if that's the case, then that means they have to cut, but you don't know if what they have to cut is vital or not, right? Or how vital whatever they would have to cut is, and what they would, how draconian.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself, or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most: running it. Ring Business. Business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And that would be, or what it would look like. So I guess what I'm saying is, if you don't know.
No, that's a process. and we would engage in that process. But I don't think it's fair for them to come and ask the bond commission.
But they're not asking the state
another over $100 million to bail them out of bad decision making that they've already made.
But wait, hang on a second. The bond commission is not bailing them out. The bondholders are bailing them out, and you're saying that you didn't doubt that the city would pay the bonds back. In this instance, you said they would be facing a deficit after that. Well, why not trust the city?
Yes, because that's the bigger financial instability problem that implicates the Fiscal Administration Committee. It's not just a question of, can we come and borrow the money and pay it back? The problem is you're paying it back in a couple of months, and then you're in a deficit again 1 month later. Like, you haven't fixed the
And what
problem.
Is the state's exposure
the
at that point?
The Administration Committee exists to make them fix the problem.
What's the state's exposure at that point if the bond commission approves this payday loan, if you want to call it that, and the city pays it back? What is the state's exposure then?
There's no exposure to the state if they pay the revenue bonds, if they pay them back on time. The problem is they don't have the money to pay for their operating expenses with the budget that they keep operating. That makes them financially unstable as a municipality.
And you don't think that
the fiscal administration process.
And you're concerned that the new administration will not be able to get a hold of those finances, and that's why you want this fiscal administration to take over.
No, I think that they ought to partner with us to make sure that we can stabilize New Orleans budget. That's it.
Okay, but again,
this doesn't have to be adversarial. It's the resistance to us having any role or any participation in the process is what has made it adversarial. It need not be. It could all be negotiated by agreement on what this is going to look like, and with anticipating that it would be off-ramped and over very quickly so that they can get back to operating under normal conditions. I have no interest as part of the Fiscal Administration Committee of making this last any longer than it needs to be. I think everybody wants the mayor-elect to be successful, including me.
So in closing, would it be accurate to say this is not...
We want to be very short.
In closing, would it be accurate to say this is not so much about the bond issue as moving forward with the city's finances?
I think the bond issue only is because they implicates the bond commission, and they need the votes for approval at the bond commission, and they don't have the votes unless there's some protection and right-sizing of the budget and stabilizing of the budget.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate your time. Liz Merle, Louisiana Attorney General, taking a break, coming back, WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They search and inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.